Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And, you know, it takes a brave soul, just in general terms, to be a predictor about anything. But for 2008, you got to be beyond brave because of the twists and turns of this year. But nobody really expected this year to be such
exactly.
a twister and a turner. So we've got, on the record, a lot of really fabulous predictions that, are questionable at best.
In hindsight,
gotta feel sorry. Gotta feel sorry for economists because they, you know, that's their game, predicting all the time.
And they weren't really accurate this year.
Do you recognize this guy's voice?
We should not expect to work through this process quickly, and we should expect some bumps on the road. But in my judgment, we are closer to the end of the market turmoil than the beginning.
That's Hank Paulson speaking back in May, closer to the end than the beginning. I wonder what he would say now.
Today.
But we're asking you at 877-8-MY-TAKE to be a part of our predictions, kind of hindsight rethink Monday morning quarterback about 2008, or to give your predictions about the future at mytake@thetakeaway.org, like our friend Troy did.
Good morning. This is Troy calling from North Dakota. And one conversational prediction I can readily admit to completely missing the boat on is, of course, the bailout funds will be heavily regulated. They won't just give the banks the money with no strings. Unbelievable, huh?
It's so easy to throw bricks at glass houses, of course. But then I think the mother of all predictions were related to the election.
False prediction. Whom will McCain pick as his running mate?
Mitt Romney.
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty.
Charlie Crist, Florida Governor.
Condoleezza Rice.
Buchanan and Wright, it will be Mitt Romney. Happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye.
Not a single right answer in that bunch.
Actually, if you go to YouTube and put in predictions, that comes up at the top.
It's so interesting. But here's another prediction,
so
because they weren't the only ones making wrong predictions about the election cycle this year either.
My friends, we're going to carry Ohio and we're going to win the presidency, and we need you out there working every single moment for the next 5 days.
Well, poor McCain. I mean, I guess in truth he was wrong about absolutely everything. But here's a more sophisticated prediction.
My name is Jimmy. I'm calling from New York. 5 years ago, I could never have imagined that we would have switched to digital media. It's happened. 35mm film is almost completely a thing of the past. Working 3 to 4 days a week on film shoots in New York City, I only see film maybe once or twice a month.
Film, it's gone. What about oil prices? There's a prediction that really takes a brave soul.
Stumped many people.
How bad will it get? Well, some analysts now predict that oil prices could reach $200 a barrel over the next 6 months to 2 years.
$200 a barrel over the next 6 or 2 years. It's like $43 a barrel today?
Which is exactly the same number of seconds we have left in this segment. Here's another prediction.
A year ago, prices were trading at $2.32 a gallon. Now you're going to pay $3.05. And John Kilduff, who I know you speak with often as well, Brian, he says we could see prices at the pump as high as $4 a gallon.
And, President Bush, we got to get him into this game, right?
I think we can actually get an agreement on global climate change during my presidency. Just so you know.
Just so you know.
There's still time, President Bush. There's still time. Anyway, give us your predictions at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Just so you know.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.